Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 761. I'm still continuing in the book of Revelation. I'm still in the fourth chapter, but right now let's pray. Father, anoint this service. Continue anointing me, Lord, that the souls in the world can receive the truth of the Word of God. There's so many people that are preaching that all you have to do is say the sinner's prayer and you don't have to worry about being condemned anymore. If we say the sinner's prayer, Father, and we do, I'd love you to show them in this message that Christianity is a continuous thing. It's a new way of life. It's living in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, those that walk in the Spirit, there's no condemnation to those. For there's no condemnation to those that walk no longer under the flesh, that no longer sin. That's what that means, and no longer sin. But to those that are spiritual, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit, after the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that whatever it is that you want to say in this message, say it through me, use me in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that you bind the devil during this message, bind him, rebuke him, and open all the channels of heaven and pour out on me in Jesus' mighty name, that souls might be saved and the church edified and strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. They worship Jesus, or the living God, which is the same, that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Lord, we were in the world, we were walking in the Spirit, but it was you that held us up. It was you that were winning the souls. It was you that was talking through us. It was you that told us to feed the hungry and to give drink unto those that are thirsty and to clothe those that are naked and to preach the Word of God to them, lead, guide, and direct them on a daily basis so that people will know that there's somebody on this earth that's keeping the commandments of the Lord and that we have to do the same thing. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? Must Tony bear the cross alone? No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for you, feller, or young lady, or old man, or old lady. Because Christ, God, is worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Well, it's you, Lord, that is the one that talked in me, lived in me, did these things in me, and therefore you deserve. I don't deserve this crown. I throw it at your feet, Lord. Here, it's yours because you're worthy to receive the glory and the honor and the power. For thou hast created all things, everything in the universe. Who do you think you are that you don't have to do something? You created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now the Bible also tells us that Jesus created everything because he's the Word of God. He created all things, and all things were created for him and by him. So, of course, we give honor and glory to him. And how do we do that? By living in him and him living in us with the Father by the Spirit. Now, chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, of course, that lives forever and ever, a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. Verse 2, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. You know, when you ever see a hush-hush church that doesn't, tell that out there and say it loud over the housetops. Well, then you know you're not in the right church because there's a racket here. Saying with a loud voice, where the Lord says love, man, it's loud. Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Now, this is the one that David Koresh said he wanted to explain all this to people before he comes out and surrenders himself. Well, it's so easy to tell what this is. It's just written. It's a simple thing. He shouldn't have taken so long. But every time he tried to get out of there, these filthy beasts, these people posing as federal government agents but are really Roman canon law agents, they'd shoot him. So I was in prison on false charges, stupid IRS charge. I didn't know a penny, and they said I did. And they got all kinds of people to betray me. But those people, I ran into them in prison. And they says Koresh tried to give himself up. This is just the beast one. He's just a Seventh-day Adventist, an offshoot of it. And he tried to give himself up, and they weren't doing anything wrong. Everybody knows that by now. Just look on my website. I have a video of it where it shows the supposed-to-be federal government agents shooting their own men and blaming it on Koresh. All right, so... And to loose the seals thereof, verse 3, and no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book of the seven seals, neither to look thereon. Now this is a mystery to us, those of us that live in the Spirit of the Lord. Verse 4. And I wept much, John said, the Apostle John, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Well, before you're saved, you say, who cares what's on the book? That doesn't make any difference. But the Apostle John was in the Spirit, and he wanted to know everything that the Lord knows. And the Lord knows a lot. Amen?
Amen?
And if you're not curious as to what's in the book, well, he was so curious that he was weeping because no one was able to do that. Verse 5, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, or the Lion of the tribe of Judah, of course, is Jesus. The root of David, of course, as Jesus, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Well, there's no one like Jesus. Jesus, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to him. Doesn't belong to anybody else. You may think the Pope is power. He's a nothing. You notice the Popes die? He hasn't got the power over death. He doesn't have the power to live forever and ever. He died. He's not God. He's a little pink man. Couldn't even lift his head up. He was looking constantly down at the ground or at his shoes, whatever he was looking at. So the Lord has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. Okay, now I said that Jesus is sitting in the throne, and right here it says that he's standing in the midst of the throne, right in the middle of the throne. So that's where he is, folks. Amen?
Yeah.
He's in the middle of the throne. And he's in the middle of everything, except the devil and hell. So I beheld, and lo, in the middle of the throne, and of the four beasts, in the middle of the four beasts, and in the middle of the elders, stood a lamb. Well, the Lamb of God is Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why in the first chapter his hair is white like wool, because it's like unto the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God has white wool. In that particular vision. In other visions, his hair is black because he's a Jew. He's not a real lamb, but he's the lamb of all lambs because he's the one that was slaughtered so that we could have an opportunity to be saved. But the opportunity vanishes if you refuse to be saved. You must come to the Lord. There's salvation only in one person. There's power in only one person. And he has the power to give you life if you do what he says. You are my friend, he said, if you do everything I tell you. Amen? Okay, a person that says that they love me and keep not my commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. That's what this lamb says. Now he, when he was here on earth, he was slaughtered like a lamb from before the foundation of the world for our sakes. But when he ascended out of hell, death, in the grave, then he ascended into the kingdom of heaven. Now, he's not the little lamb any longer that's going to die again. For he said, I was alive and I was dead, and I'm alive now forevermore. I'm not coming back to die for anybody again. You have to have faith to believe in the things that I say here. Otherwise, there's no hope for you at all. So in the midst of all these different things in heaven, right in the middle of heaven is the Lamb of God, as it had been slain, having seven horns. Seven horns, that's the seven spirits of God, amen?
Amen.
And so we know that there's the same amount of evil spirits in Satan. Okay, he has seven horns. This is a demonic thing. He's got hell, hellfire. He's a liar. He's the cause of every abomination. He's the dragon. He's all those different things. Seven horns, and this is, the Lord has seven horns too. Everything that the Lord has, Satan tries to imitate, but it doesn't work for him. And seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. The Spirit of God sees everything, and he's just combing the earth. He sees everything in you, and on you, and through you, and he knows what you're thinking. He knows what's up your sleeve. He knows everything. So these seven spirits are sent forth into all the earth. Those flying saucers that people are seeing, the devil has an invitation for those, these kooky-looking people. These are not kooky beings. These are spiritual beings. We learn that from the Lord, that are surveying the earth just before Christ comes back to earth again, just before God Almighty comes back to earth, to take vengeance on those that wanted to remain condemned. Now, it's like here is a $100 bill. Here is $1 million. Come and get it. Nobody wants to come and get it. They don't believe that it's there, but the ones that come to get it, it's theirs. This is far more important than $1 million or $100 million or billions or trillions. This is life eternal. So into all the earth, these seven spirits are sent forth. So there's this book, the seven seals, verse 7. And he came and took the book, this Lamb of God, Jesus, out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Well, there's God, and then there's the Son of Man, who is also the Son of God. So he goes to God and takes this book. Verse 8, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, before Jesus, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of the odors, which are the prayers of saints. In other words, our prayers, when we are really penetrating up into the throne of God, are saved in vials. And that's how God knows whether you're praying or not. You can't deceive the Lord. You can't shuck the Lord, don't you know? Okay, verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us those of us that received your redemption, you've redeemed us to God. You've reconciled us to God. We now are members of God's body. We're the fullness of God now, because our bodies are the temple of God. So when he's living in us and we let him live on us, then we're the fullness of God. He fills us up. And we are able to, it's a place for him to live in us on earth. And now he gives us a place to live in heaven forevermore. So he's reconciled us to God by thy blood, by your blood, Jesus, that you shed on earth. We're now the fullness of God. Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So God is no respecter of person. Anybody that will let him live in them, whether you're red, black, white, yellow, or green, whatever you are, you're one of the many kindreds and tongues and people and a nation that the Lord has redeemed by you choosing him. It's your choice. You have to make a decision. You have to ask him to come into you, and then you have to start following him, his way of life, the Jesus way of life, verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm reigning. I'm telling you what you are going to do, or else you're going to hell in the lake of fire. Now, I'm telling you, whether they kill me or not, I've told you. And I'm reigning on earth right now, and many others are as well that are preaching the truth, but there's a lot of them that are preaching fallacy. Why? To get money. They love to tell you false things. Verse 11, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, many angels, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. In other words, there's so many nobody could count them. Amen. Thousands of thousands, 10,000 times 10, thousands and thousands of thousands more. More than the sand of the sea, uncountable, in other words. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. So he has all the power in the world, in heaven and earth, and riches, and he owns everything. And we do with him too, as long as we're in him. And wisdom, all the wisdom and knowledge and power of God is in Christ. And strength and honor and glory and blessing. Isn't that something? He gets all this because he never said. God hates sin. And if you love sin, you are hated. You're going to spend eternity in hell. And you're going to be crying out, and God's going to laugh at you while you're going into the pit. You filthy, cormorant, bitter, nor bat. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea, they're going to worship the Lord. Because he's the only one worthy of being worshipped. And some Mickey Mouse religions say that Mohammed or one of these false Buddha and those people, they have no honor whatsoever. They're nothings. And all that are in them heard I, John, saying, blessing and honor and glory and power. Why blessing? Because he did it, folks. He provided it for us. Nobody else did. Nobody ever will. And honor, and those of us that are telling you these things deserve double honor, because we're telling you about how you're supposed to bless the Lord and honor him and give glory to him, and power is unto him, that you know it. And we're telling you that there's no other power of any kind, of any variety. Be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever, because the Lamb sits on the throne in the midst of it as well. And the four beasts said, Amen! And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Are you going to live forever and ever? Have you chosen the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? What about that? Okay, that's the end of chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. And so we're going to stop now and read some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Pétionville, Haiti.
Okay.
Greetings, Pastor Tony Alamo. Brother Denard gave me some of your literature in French regarding your gospel ministry. The newsletters have really changed my life. I am now delivered unto the service of the gospel. May Jesus bless you, dear Pastor Tony Alamo. Luke Sama from Prolonger, Pétionville, Haiti.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, chapter 6 starts out, and John says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Whoa! No one else could do it. You couldn't. You're nothing. Buddha couldn't open the seal. Muhammad couldn't open anything because they're dead and their bones are in the grave. There is no bones in the grave where Jesus was buried. I mean, he rose from the dead and he walked out of that tomb. Picture that. There was a great earthquake and he walked out of there, the champion of all champions, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's ascended into heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, well, it's time for us to be reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus, because there's no other way that a person can get their sins forgiven. Forget about lighting candles, man. That's like sacrilege. That's blasphemy. Forget about praying to Mary. Mary is not deity. And any of the saints, they're not deity. We have become the fullness of God, but we are not God. We're his body. We're the body of Christ. And we have a body, a human body, and his body looks like ours, but because of the fact that we enter into his body, we become channels here on earth to let him get his word out. Well, we happen to be saved forevermore. I could care less if I was if the Lord just lets me be in heaven. That's all I care about. I don't care to be any big shot there. But the Lord has made me a big shot there. The way that you get saved, the way that you become redeemed, for this, the whole Bible's about Jesus, about the tree of life. He is the tree of life. Now, he wants you to eat from him, and he doesn't want you to eat any longer from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So say this prayer and become one with Christ, one with the Almighty. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me, Jesus, on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me. And I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my eternal soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord. Now, Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 759.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948. Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Lord bless you and praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo again telling you to tune in tomorrow for another exciting expose of how to have wonderful feelings about the Lord, to be saved, to be born again, and to stay being born again one day at a time. Here I am now with our own orchestra and choir to sing for you. His name is Wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, a rock of all. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.